As our day continues, let us not forget the words of our King. And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. Now many people have been blessed, and much will be required of them, while others walk in his footsteps, humbly and trusting, giving all glory to the King. Consider that Jesus had no earthly wealth. In fact, he had to perform a miracle to pay for taxes. He did not go to work in the world, nor did he sell for his needs. Do you ask why? Because he had a mission, as many of us have. Yet, as he walked on this earth, he did not want to offend the government of this world, and the same applies to us. He believed, he trusted the Father, and continued to do the work of the kingdom. For the Bible says, Notwithstanding, lest we should offend him, go thee to the sea, and cast a hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me, and thee. Matthew, chapter 17, verse 27. He was poor. He was so poor that he had to be buried in a borrowed tomb. That means he had nothing in this world except the clothes on his back. Are we thankful enough to dress with options every day? When you or I will die, what are we leaving behind? Is it just your clothes only? It's either all for him or nothing. We all are in the nothing zone. But the question is, have you made the transition? Well, the Bible says, he went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. How many people do you know that can say if they were to die today, they only have the things that were needed to accomplish the Father's will? It is time to clean up our closets. His compassion for those in need was immeasurable. So should ours. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew 14:14. Here was a man that gave everything away, poor, with nothing of this world. Are you or I willing to follow the same footsteps? Might ask, why not? Consider, if you are his, then your interest is less for you and more for others. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. If our life is not a ransom for others, then we need to look again to what spirit are we following in this world. Many spirits abound in this world. My question to you, have you got Jesus? Remember, everyone has a choice. As for us, we will serve the Master. Glory to our King Jesus.
Ha'adon, Habir Mini. Matityahu 4:10.